that again because it's so important that we each have these needs inside of us that are built in by God that only He can satisfy. That's just the way He made us. And for example, next Bible verse here, Psalm 37 verse 3, you're probably going to recognize this one because it gets quoted a lot of time in the Christian circles. It says this, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." And that's the part that gets quoted all the time, right? You know, you'll hear it when people get a new car or a new house. They're like, you know, God gives me the desires of my heart. And we end up equating that. We make it very simple, that verse. We oversimplify it, and we almost make it carnal, like we're equating that word desires with things that we can have or things that we can attain, physical things, you know, like God gives me this cup, I desire this cup, you know, mm-hmm. things that are just going to be ashes someday in the future anyways. And so when we equate it to those things, it just oversimplifies it, and it's okay to do that in a certain context, but he's talking about a much deeper set of desires, and we want to talk about what those are. What are those deep human desires that God gave us that only He can satisfy? So Jody's going to kind of share that with you, that those desires that all of us, every human has these.
So in fact, all of us in this room are searching for those desires. So I'm going to walk through the four with you. For number one, we have acceptance. And I looked up one of the definitions for acceptance is favorable reception, approval, and favor. All of us in this room have a desire to feel needed and accepted and loved by others. All of us. Number two, we have the need for identity.
Oh.
One of the definitions I looked up says the condition of being oneself or itself and not another. So I have a need to know that we're significant and we're special and that I'm not just part of this human race, but there's something more. There's something more than just being here. So acceptance and identity. Number three, we have a need for security. Now, most people would say, oh, women need more security than men, but I don't really agree with that. I think men and women both need security. Secure knowing that everything's going to be okay, that I'm going to have a job and I have job security. But there's that inner security that we need to know that, you know, God is watching out for us and He's going to provide. So security is our third one. Number four, all of us have a need for purpose. How many know the bestsellers on the New York Times list is purpose? Everybody wants to know. People who believe in Jesus, people who don't believe in Jesus are like, what is my purpose here on earth? So purpose. Now the trap that we can get easily fall into is believing that our spouse or future spouse is the one to meet all these needs, these built-in needs. And we've met a couple time after time again with marriage coaching that they have this preconceived notion that, oh, I'm going to get married and they're going to meet all my needs and I'm going to be so happy and we're going to live happily ever after and hold hands and it's going to be great. But not so. We had been coaching a couple, which I'm going to change the name to Mary and Scott, and I think this is a really good example of this, about the God built-in needs and trying to pull on your spouse to get those needs met. Mm-hmm. And with Mary and Scott, Mary's in South America, Scott was up here in Michigan, and both of them are lonely, and they just didn't feel like they had a purpose, and they thought, oh, I just need to get a spouse, so they get on Christian Mingle. And Mary posts this really cute bikini picture, and he posted a picture of himself. It was love at first sight online. So Scott ends up going down, Steve ends up going down to South America, meets the family two or three times, that brings her back here. Well, then when he brought her back here, it's like, okay, either I have to marry her or she's got to go back because they're going to deport her. So they end up getting married. And Scott thought, this is going to be great, because he had a really rough life. His mom rejected him, and he just had this inner need to know his identity and his purpose. And he thought, oh, wow, you know, Mary's just going to be this wonderful wife, and she's going to do whatever I ask her to do. And she's just made this quiet wife, and it's gonna be great. I'm gonna be so happy because he was depressed so much. Well, it didn't take too long to find out that Mary wasn't that quiet wife because she was from South America, and South American wives are not quiet. Mm-hmm. They like to have a lot of fun, and they're vocal. And so they found for the past 8 years, they've been in this battle of, you're not giving me what I need, and I'm not getting what I need, and back and forth, back and forth. I have to say, they are still married today, praise the Lord. And I just texted her this past week, and she said, things are getting better, praise God. But they continue to look at each other to fill these needs. And I have to say, I have been there before because I'm like, I need this, I need that, I'm not getting this. And that's my red flag to go, you know what? I'm not spending that time with God. I'm not in His Word as much as I should be in the past couple days. Because when I'm trying to pull on Him to say, hey, come meet my needs, I have to go to God first. And when I go to God first, He'll fill those needs for me. And Dino is the one that kind of supplements, as my husband, supplements those needs. But he's not my source. God is my source. And we both figure that out, that I'm not His source for happiness. And vice versa, it's so relieving to know
takes the pressure
that God
off me,
is the one that's supposed to fill my needs. And those built-in needs are built in by God.
So, I mean, you know, God is the one that has accepted us, right? He accepts us how we are, and God is the one who has given us an identity, and He's the one who meets all our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, so we can be secure, you know, so we don't have to worry about where this is going to come from, or, you know, and He's the one that that has a plan for our lives. God has a plan for our lives. We know in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord, and thank God they're good plans. But
yes.
but you know, there's a wrestling match going on out there, actually, in our culture, and it's everywhere. Every commercial that we're exposed to will try and tell you the very opposite of this. You know, you watch television, you see a commercial, and they'll try and tell you that the thing that's on the screen, the thing that they're advertising, is going to be one of these things that meets your needs, right? It's a source to meet your needs. You, you know, buy this widget and you're gonna have identity, or do you know what I'm saying? And it's everywhere in our culture, everywhere. And we just have, I mean, even movies have these underlying agendas to influence us. And we just have to be aware of that influence on us, and you know, the influence that it has. They would have us believe that there's another source. They would, but there is no other source except God, because God built those needs inside of us, and only He can be the one to satisfy them.